Fred Film Radio event.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the ARSAD, the Advanced Research Seminar on Audio Description. Today I'm in company of Elisa Perego, who's here to present AudiLab Pro. So welcome, Elisa. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us during this short break at ARSAD.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, Elisa, tell us more about yourself.
I am a researcher in English language and translation. I work at the University of Trieste in Italy, and audiovisual translation is my main or preferred area of research. And recently, audio description has become the center of my interest also, because of the project, of course.
How did you become interested in this field, in this topic? How was it for you? How was the process?
The process was simple. I graduated and then I started a PhD in linguistics. I had to pick a topic. I didn't know what to do, and my supervisor suggested to go into subtitling. So I started to work on that. I really liked subtitling. From there, I started to study subtitling from I moved from a linguistic perspective into a more cognitive perspective that led to the interest in accessibility, usability, and these areas of study. And from there, I started to be interested in audio description. And then a few years ago, Chris Taylor, my colleague in Trieste, obtained this other AudiLab project, AudiLab 1, that was on audio description, and that's when we actually started to focus most of our attention on that. And from there, we are here now.
Let's talk for 1 second about ARSAD. I don't think that's your first time here, but I want to know, what do you think about ARSAD? Well, how would you define it, and what's the added value that brings to your work?
Well, I think it has been... I've always participated in ARSAD, maybe not a couple of years ago, but it's been very important because it's the only conference where you can talk about audio description all the time. That's where you meet people that are specialized that are into audio description, and so it's very, very relevant, I think. We can say it is the reason why Chris Taylor and I started to be so interested in audio description and started to drafting this project. That's the reason why we started to network with people working in the field. So I think it's a very, in general terms, it's a very important venue for people who want to go on studying audio description. And it's growing, and as we saw, it started as a small seminar, as the word says, and now it's called a seminar, but in fact it's more than that. And you can meet professionals here, you can meet academics, and that's the mix you need to think about, study, do research in audio description, and in general terms also in audiovisual translation.
Let's talk about AudiLab Pro. As you wrote and you said, is a laboratory for the development of a new professional profile. It's a 3-year project financed by the European Union. And tell me more.
Okay. Yes, as you said, 3 years. So we will end the project at the end in August 2019. We are 8 partners from 7 European countries. Overall, there are 19-20 researchers or professionals actively working on the contents of the project. The partnership is made up of an academic core and a professional, let's say, let's call it core. The academic partners are the University of Trieste, Barcelona, Antwerp and Poznan, and the non-academic partners include Utopian Voices, a service provider, along with Sound Focus, based in the Netherlands, Slovenia's National Broadcasting Organization, and the Royal National Institute of the Blind. Basically, the goal of ATLAB Pro is to create training materials for audio describers, training materials that can be used both in an academic context but also in a professional context. And the thing is, these materials have to be flexible, of course, free and open access, modular and customizable, meaning that people interested in our material will be able to use them all and, you know, become audio describers, or pick a module or two and integrate them into their work or study process, or so that's the aim. Basically, yeah.
I like this idea of like training audio describers, like creating a profession out of it. Finally, you know it.
Yeah, that's exactly the way we thought when we started to think about this project. So the idea is to have something more recognized, structured. We will not deliver certifications, so this might be well, not a problem, but a gap in the project, but still we want this curriculum to acquire more visibility, more structure, more organization, and we would like it to be more even useful to people who typically look for a course or look for something very specific and cannot find it. Because nowadays, especially in Italy, audio description is mentioned or taught in the best case scenarios within other modules, university modules, for instance, English translation or translation in general modules. So it's very rare to find at the university a specific module on audio description. And with the project, we would like to, you know, give that to people who are interested.
That's cute. That's nice. Thank you so much, Elisa. I hope to meet you soon in the future to learn more about the project and how it's going.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the ARSAT 2017 for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.